I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Good afternoon.
Call!
Is that your bird call?
Yeah, well, no, that's my bird.
Oh, so you got a bird.
Hey,
it sounds so much like you.
They say that, you know, owners and pets, they kind of start to resemble one another, both in appearance and behavior. So,
yeah,
it's, you know, it's nothing out of the normal there. Nothing out of the normal here.
Yep, no, completely normal.
Nothing to see here.
Okay, I have to brag a little, and maybe a little too soon.
Okay, before... that's way too soon. Let's just tone it down a little bit, please.
Oh, I knew it. Jeez. It is too soon. Oh,
okay.
My instincts are way off. I apologize.
Way off.
Well,
you instunk it up.
Anyway, before Christmas break, excuse me. I had some foam sound tiles, which they're really just awesomely cut foam. But anyway, I bought it so that I could enrich my sound for the Sibcast, and I have placed them all around my computer area and around my microphone in hopes that I get a richer, warmer sound. That's for you people, so I sound less like an actual chicken when I talk.
Oh, yeah. Get some more of those bass tones into the mic and not in the room.
I know.
Yeah, it does sound more boothy over there.
Does it? Oh, gosh. Oh, that is super. Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm glad that you went through the boother to put that together.
Yeah.
I'm glad you boothered to do that.
Yeah, I had a loose booth, and I pulled it. And I pulled my loose booth.
Yep. Is that like a... butt tooth.
Yep, it's stuck in my butt.
Yeah, well, no, not stuck. It's just, you know, extra mouth.
Yep. But
I was always wondering. I don't know if I tweeted or not. I was like, I'm gonna get a tongue surgically installed in my butt so I can find out what that asshole is saying.
There
was a rim shot in there for that.
Oh.
No pun intended.
Oh.
No bun pun intended. No, obviously,
no
these are all intentional.
No bun intended.
No bun intended.
I think you meant it. Well, you know, you could go through that trouble. And I understand and appreciate the length at which you would go to hear what that asshole has to say. But.
Yeah. I really wish you'd just enunciate, you know?
Yeah.
It's rude.
Yeah, I know. He acts
if
like,
you got something to say,
you talking,
then enunciate, sir.
You talking shit? Yeah. Anyway.
You talking shit to me?
Okay. Again, it sounds just like you.
All right. Well, I think he's done.
I think he's done.
Something about endorsing Donald Trump, so that doesn't bode well for...
That leads to my next point. We have plenty of assholes. You don't have to go through all that trouble.
No. Opinions are like assholes. You're all assholes. Wait, I got confused halfway through. I actually blacked out. Did I finish my sentence?
And in conclusion, asshole. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a dick move.
We crown a new detective tomorrow. No, wait, that's not it. We knight a new donkey. No, that's closer. Hold on. Tomorrow is Russia's... Tomorrow, President-elect Donald Trump will be inaugurated as the United States president. I got it. There it is.
That can't be right either. Hold on. Keep trying. I think tomorrow, a dinosaur will take over McDonald's as CEO.
Oh.
And just basically, he'll say, I want all of these to be bigger. I can't fit in these stores.
He'll get it done. He's a doer.
But it'll be through a universal translator because it'll sound like... Rah!
Yeah, like that. He's got a kind of feminine voice.
Yeah. Well, delegate it. Yeah, there should be now we have a deli gate.
Oh,
is the latest gate.
Yeah, do we?
Because apparently that's all it is. Have you noticed that that Trump's a master delegator, except that he delegates to other delegators, and it turns out that the delegators aren't very good at even delegating, so that means that Trump isn't a good delegator, which stands to reason, because if Trump isn't a good delegator, then he would pick bad delegators, who are also bad delegators. And I don't know whose responsibility it turns out to be. I think at a certain point,
yeah,
like when all the Democratic politicians are buckled into subservient positions, then they get delegated all the chores, but then they just get shit on, and they have to do all the paperwork. I think that's what's going to happen.
Jason...
Delegate.
What we're trying to do is we're trying to fit into a different metric. It's the metric that you're not understanding.
We don't do metric around here. It's America.
Did you watch that one where the guy that they were interviewing for one of those positions was like,
oh,
the Medicare and Medicaid and all that stuff, and they're like, are you going to cut it? And he's like, well, the metric, and we're like, she's like, that's not what I'm asking. It's a yes or no question. It's very simple.
Oh,
and I'm like, go, Representative Warren, get him.
Every single one of their appointees, the appointees I've seen is just basically Democrats shredding them to bits in their claws. And then like, and I've seen a few, you should see the Republican responses to all the, like they really like, they've been practicing for a long time, and I know you like the Bible, but they like very select parts of it, and they've been practicing for a while.
Oh yeah, that's
selecting.
Unfortunate. You gotta read the whole thing, not just what you want.
It's
then
helpful
make it work.
To look at all the things, but no, they've had to been very very choosy in the parts they select to make any
like
of these people
part.
Look good.
Yeah,
because it was like, look at like Elizabeth Warren is a total bitch is basically what came away from it, because like I guess she didn't shake DeVoe's hand, because it's like, yeah, I don't think she'd really earn that respect.
As Macklemore would say, she a cold ass honky.
Yeah, well, that's what's up.
That's
and
what's
she's
up.
Not an Indian, as I understand it from reading Republican responses. That was their other point about how the congressional how the hearings went was that Elizabeth Warren lied about being an Indian and she's a total B. So that's what I think of Betsy DeVoe.
Why is she being so honest and asking all the right questions? It really is upsetting.
Oh,
Mr.
No. You give them too much credit for mentioning questions and inquiries. That did not come up at all.
No, that was fun. Did you see how like everybody right before it happened were like, okay, you only get 5 minutes. And they're like, oh, wait, what? Yeah, you only get five now. Because
that's why
Representative Warren probably had to be like, sure, I can still do this. Rolls up her sleeves, hacks the paper in half, and she's like, I'll get straight to the questions then. And then she just filleted them. Her and Bernie.
No, they all did.
Chop, chop, chop.
Well, if you looked at like Sanders and what's his name? Kane.
Yeah.
And all of them, Hillary's dude who was a running mate. Is that, I forget. Anyway.
Yeah, who knows?
They were all... Just Wolverine up there, just shredding, like
it was amazing.
Just running
DeVoe
bullet
had the
trains.
DeVoe had she had the smuggest look
on
her face. And then my favorite question, and I think you'll agree, this was a fun one. When they're like, can you put an amount on how much you've contributed to the Republican campaign? I don't have numbers. Okay. Would you say that with your family combined it could be $200 million? And she's like, with my family, yes. I'm like,
sure,
oh my God.
That's
not 200 pennies. I didn't buy this seat. I didn't buy it.
Not
it
200 maple leaves.
Because I earned it. Yeah. It's so great.
That's upsetting. Oh, man.
Yeah. She was like, my whole family combined, that would make more sense. I am an heiress. I should have an education.
Or when the guy asked if any of her children or family or anybody had any experience in education, even just as the receiving end of
student.
Anything. Yeah. Like, have you received any assistance or
really
do you know anything about like
running? Have
you shaken
a teacher's hand?
It's like... Wow. Okay. So your family's contributed lots of money to Republicans sitting at this table. You know, I haven't heard a single thing about Republicans. I think we'd have to go look and see if what the Republican softies were. It's like, how you feeling?
Hi.
You look good.
You look great.
I just want you to know you're doing great.
You got a little
just
button.
Just don't let those nasty dammies get you down.
Those
you're douchebags.
They're like nasty. I'm
my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? They are going to come at you. They are.
That Lizzie Warren's such a bee.
My goodness. I won't say it right here in front of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but she is kind of a bee. Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry.
Bless her heart. I mean, she's doing her best with what God gave her, but it's not.
You know what? We're just going to build a hedge of protection around her. Okay? She's really just going to need that. Oh goodness. Yeah.
We're going to reduce her salary down to $1 and effectively terminating her presidency. I don't know. What is she?
What?
I'm confused.
I'm sorry. Why is she here again? I am confused. What I do is I don't look at the facts and information, so I am lost. I will have to admit that.
Excuse me, amigo. Could you come take out this trash, please?
Amigo.
Por favor. Espresso. Gonzalez. Especial. Yep.
Come on.
Do it.
Oh, yeah. There was a girl yesterday. Oh, what did she say? Oh, she was a fun one. She tweeted something very mean.
I think fun one should be like a Funyun competitor. You know, fun ones?
Fun ones?
Like,
fun ones,
they just be like little sticks, I guess, little logs ones. Instead of Funyuns. Oh, fun ones.
Uh huh, fun ones. Yuns. Yeah. Oh, this lady, she's actually a doctor. she wasted her degree. She's about
to get
slain. Anyway, someone posted her personal, like where she went to school, and where she lives, and where she practices. Anyway, she posted yesterday, "Do you think Trump will bring back slavery? I could use a maid."
Oh, my.
And then, obviously, there were other comments, and she said, "You have no sense of humor, Hans." Would you just laugh about it? Would you just laugh about it?
Yeah, slavery's funny.
And so, oh, my goodness. Let's bring that back. Put that on stage. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's just bring up
all
the suffering.
Get out of the prisons and back into the streets, please. I mean, not the prisoners, but the slavery. I like that.
Now that's something I could climb on board with because I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you say Demis for Republicans, what's the nickname for Republicans? Rebbies?
Penis shits?
Oh.
Oh, sorry. You were
No, it does sound like it. Sounds the same.
Yeah, it's...
It kind of rolls off the tongue easily.
Republicans.
Repubes.
Yeah, the pubies. The Demis and the pubies. I think
that
works.
There we go. We did it.
Demis and the pubies.
We are successful. You
know, it's just being fair and balanced. No, I don't mean
sort of bias.
It's basically the reason that I speak out more against the Republicans, because it's like if you got two animals in your yard, and one of them is like is a dog chained up and walking in circles and just taking dumps and barking at people. It's like, well, that's inconvenient, and I don't know whose dog this is.
Yeah.
And then the other one is a rhinoceros that's completely annihilated your house, and it's now running through the rest of the town. It's no longer in your yard.
Yeah.
I'm gonna focus on that more. There's just more. I'll probably be like, you know, following that, and it's very possible that while following the rhinoceros running amok, I will not have as much time to focus on the dog back in my yard, which is, I'll get very convenient. But at this point, the house is destroyed.
Well, it's a choice.
So I'm not
you
so much worried
choices.
About the...
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really, I've just become kind of a civil servant of sorts, of swords, a civil servant of swords.
And
I'm right, I didn't mention, I'm riding on another rhinoceros, and these are Robart rhinoceri from the future that have been programmed by future me.
You said Robart.
Robart. Yeah? Uh-huh. What? Are you correcting me? Is that what's it? Because I feel pretty right about that. I feel these Robarts, these rhinobararts. No, Robart should be the rhinoceri that replaced the BART transportation system.
Oh, that hit
Robart.
Me funny. That
was so, yeah, no, I'm chasing. I have the swords. I'm chasing the Robarts. Yeah.
Oh no.
Who have golden robe hearts?
We almost got to important things, but we don't worry. We derailed ourselves.
Oh no. Well, no, we'll get back to it. For some reason my mind is unnervingly sharp. Republicans, problem.
Oh.
Bigger problem. They have lots of money. Most of them are like, have you noticed it's mostly Republicans all about pipes and fracking.
Fun?
They're all about fracking pipes and fracking up gulfs.
Oh, I fracked up again. Let's go drill.
Oh, I fracked up another golf.
Oh,
my bad.
No. Oh, no.
We got to start somewhere
else.
You know
what? I just want to play golf in the Antarctica.
So yeah, sorry, guys. I just took a big dump in there. Don't go in there. Like,
hey,
for like
a
few centuries.
A
like, a few, couple millennia. Just let it air out because I shat it up. I totally destroyed that Arctic. Swish.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of people with a lot of money that don't have enough of it. Well, the crazy thing is when they were asking the guy about the... I wish I had names. That would have been so much better for me. They were asking the guy about them cutting the Medicare and Medicaid. Trump, obviously, in his speeches where he's been extremely honest and made no promises that he wouldn't keep.
Again, I don't know if you can really classify... I see what you're saying. I don't know if honest is the word. We might need to invent a new word with what he does.
Oh, that's true. That's fair.
With things. Like, he's been... fourth douching.
Fourth douching.
With information. Mm-hmm. Fourth dicking. Not that he has three other dicks, but...
He's been force licking. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. They said Trump had... She stated, again, Elizabeth Warren, going in hot. He would not cut $1.
Spassy.
From those programs. Would not cut $1. And you are looking
programs.
To cut $1 trillion. And she said, can you tell me that that's not going to happen? Can you work with us? And he goes, that's the guy who was like, well, the metric that we measure, she's like, that's not what I'm asking. It's yes or no. And he kept responding, well, our metric, she's like, that's not what I'm saying. You're completely missing the point. Because he's like, well, if we look at it from this direction, we need to reach those people. Like, he just,
if we look at it from misdirection.
Yeah, from misdirection. Yeah. So, it was a bunch of smoke and mirrors and a magic show with words. And Elizabeth Warren's like, I can see you behind the curtain.
Misdirection, you know? Tell us a story.
that's
well, kids,
what that
if you look at
is.
It from this vantage point, the vantage point of a hawk looking to decimate a whole bunch of baby squirrels.
Yeah. Is that bad?
It's insane. They tried to give them as little time, but it didn't take, you know, more than a few minutes to...
Yeah, you could poke holes in the entire plan. Everything they said, they don't know what they're doing. They're completely unequipped. And what's with Russia making, like, coins on Trump's worst angle, I might add, and, like, board games with Trump? This is very weird. It's all very, very
That's
weird.
Happening? What?
Yes. There is a coin that Russia made that it's supposed to be, like, a dollar, some sort of form of money there.
Oh, my God.
Horse hay, I don't know. But it's got a picture of Donald Trump on it, and it's his worst angle, his, like, side angle. And then there's, like, some sort of game that Russia, like, board game with Trump on the front of it. Like, that's not weird.
Welcome to the troller coaster.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll see if I can find my screenshots of it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the coin. Yeah, it's not it's got a lot of neck. They didn't, like, make him look any
It's not really neck. That's skin. That's his gobble. So he hates that angle.
Yeah,
it's his
Joseph gobble.
Yeah.
Joseph Gobbers.
Oh, my goodness.
No, they actually did, like, add 10 or so pounds to him, too.
Yeah.
Like,
he can't be pleased.
His gobble is actually more deflated than that. So, man, they weren't too kind.
That's the weight of the metal. And you're going to have some of that. So.
Yeah, they had to make his gobble bigger so that they could make the coin weightier. I understand. It's a practical. Mm-hmm. It's just practical.
Well, you figured it out. Yeah.
They did.
And then there's some sort of board game. You can find that one, too. Russia issuing some sort of a board game with Trump on the front of it. It looks fun, like Monopoly, but except with other people's money and then meaning that they die instead. It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. It's one that just gets your blood pumping a little faster. So, yeah.
Yeah, I hope there's a Trump card in it. I think that what Trump card is going to mean soon is it's going to be that thing. Well, you know, if there's a civilized world in the next few years, but after that, if we're still like, if jokes are still a thing in 5 years, in politics, I mean, this is contingent on both politics and jokes being things in 5 years. but we'll look back, and anytime anyone says anything about like a Democrat or anyone with any progressive ideas, like the Trump card will just be Trump. Like, do you remember that?
Yeah.
That 3 months of Russia just getting deep into politics and just sort of, and then hopefully we start undoing it. I don't know. Where are the breaks? There's all kinds of things that people assure me that, you know, crazy shit like this isn't supposed to happen. And I see, like, Obama and everybody who knows what they're talking about and doing just kind of, like, gently, you know, via legislature things. I mean, Obama's done some... a few bold moves with like protecting the Arctic with some 1953 law and all that, but like, is there a plan to stop this? Like, because we're not heading in a positive direction. We are going south quick.
Jason, everything's fine. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I think everything's gonna, it's fine. I don't know what you're actually worried about. Like, you can get in arguments with Uncle Don and Dad and all sorts of random people on Facebook.
Actually,
if you want,
I can't.
Everything's fine.
I can't with Uncle Don anymore. I finally not only unfriended him, but I blocked his ass.
Yeah.
Because I don't need that.
You don't need that kind of drama. He really is just picking. He is like the troll.
I ain't trying to hurt that. No, that is, I don't need to either because the truth is on my side. I'm not the one going on anybody else's Facebook wall.
But it's so funny how he's like explaining, like, well, mm-hmm. It's like whose side? If you aren't on anybody's side, then what are you doing?
Exactly. That's what I was trying to point out to him. Yeah. It's like you clearly have an agenda because I was gonna go into it like because what Dad did is a neutral position.
Dad
and that's what
did
Dad
very
does.
Neutral. Yep.
He's just, and it's very by the, like, he's a lawyer, so he's just by the law.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the response I expect.
From
and it's
death,
like, that, and I was going to point out, that's a neutral position. That's why you have an agenda, because you won't shut the hell up ever.
Oh, God.
Just even when he's been embarrassed and, like, spanked like a child, he'll still come back and be like, but, no, you're the one who you don't know, and you're an idiot, and, like, shut up.
Hey, can I just... If you'll talk back, I'll keep talking.
Exactly. Oh, like, it doesn't matter if he's got any... Like, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
Like, it is... It's no wonder that he harmonizes with Trump, because they have the same kind of no footing, like, quicksand. Yeah, exactly. It's more like
is.
A... It's more... No, it's more like a fart. It's like...
Yeah.
I wonder if I could do the fart cheeks and throat singing at the same time. Hold on,
oh my gosh, try it. You sound like a truck in like Tanzania trying to get through the street. Oh.
That's some all-terrain vocals right there.
That
wow.
sounded
I was like
healthy.
I was like my vocal cords were in a swamp.
Now Jason will be reporting from the swamps of Tanzania.
I'm here on site in the swamp. I'm up to my face in shit. What appears to be shit. They said that there were pumps coming, but it's actually just dump trucks filled with more shit. I'm reporting from the swamp.
It's all crocodile shit. Trump has refilled the swamp, and that's where I'm reporting from.
Yeah, he promised to drain the swamp, but I think he's doing it via water displacement is his plan. he's just assuming it'll overflow at some point, and then I don't think he understands fluid dynamics at all, to be honest with you.
You know, I don't think he does, and here's why. My favorite is him tweeting a picture of him writing his inauguration speech, and he clearly is using a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Did you see that? People zoomed in on it. He's using a Sharpie. It's the best.
Well, he said he's got a good brain, and that means he uses big words, and he meant that literally, figuratively.
He probably has to use, like, three pieces of paper, because the soak through, you know, with
but,
the Sharpie.
You know, he writes bigly.
I got a good brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to make a new meme for him. He's looking... It's just funny how people equate money with intelligence, and that's not necessarily true. Especially, like, I believe that there are people who are willing to do some pretty awful things several generations ago to get their money, and some people came by it very honestly. But money passed down from generation unearned does not make people that have really good ideas or
there's plenty of people who equate success with morality, like good morality, like, oh, the God only gives gives good people lots of money, so Trump must be good.
He must be good. You know what all Trump did was learn. All he did, oh my goodness. Oh, goodness.
Sorry, I was channeling
a
trumpet.
That's
the sound
right.
that they make.
Yeah.
There should be a new instrument that is like a trumpet, but it's actually like a trumpet that just makes like obnoxious sounds and calls you a libtard when you play it.
Yeah, and it has little tiny hands that play.
No, little tiny articulation things. Yeah. Like, actually, somebody. Holy shit! Hold on. Trumpet. I'm going to Google. Okay. Google image search a trumpet currently.
Okay. Okay.
And then I'm going to copy and paste it into a Photoshop document.
Yes. Okay.
Here for later. Go.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
It's going to take a while. Yeah, I'm just sit here like, hold on. Everyone, shut up. Shh, shh, shh. I've got to edit this trumpet.
The artist is working now.
Shh, shums.
Oh, God. Jason.
No, sorry. Go ahead. I'm done pasting the trumpet. No, I'm looking at the picture of him with a Sharpie. It's also a brand new pad of paper. So, like, man, he's really keeping, like, he's going to create a lot of jobs at, like, Staples.
Yeah.
You know, office supply stores, because he's really, like, involving a lot of, like, he's buying large amounts of office supplies and then probably just throwing them away.
I didn't even use that.
Like, did you see his press conference where he, like, published his data? And he, like, gestures over to a pile of papers, and it's like, yeah, here's
the buzzwords that everybody wanted to hear. And then he could take it back, because he'd be like, guys, those are just buzzwords. Oh, my gosh, you actually fell for that.
Yeah, he's gonna build a wall. He's going to write a speech. He's going to...
I'm not going to cut $1. And I thought that was funny, too, when they were asking the education lady, Betsy DeVos or whatever. They were like, Cruella DeVos. Asking her if she understood the difference between proficiency and growth. And she didn't know.
She clearly did not.
I'm wearing this nice suit and this very dapper haircut for a lady gentleman. Excuse me. I'll have you know, I'm trying to clarify what you... When you say we'll be able to tell. What was your question? You know, it's just like,
I love how
really
she
needed,
like,
3.5 minutes to slay you.
Yeah, it was like smile and wink and all these sorts of things were like, she's like, I don't know the answer, so I'll just smile and shrug and wave my hands and be like, okay, what? Oh, I did not know that. That's amazing.
You know, and your accent, you know what that, oh gosh, oh goodness. You know what that also reminds me of? What I think is just so great, you know, about my gays and my trans community that I just like love. They had a dance party outside of Pence's house. Now that is just a hoot. That is hysterical. They are funny. Did you see that?
What happened?
They held a giant dance party on the front lawn of Mike Pence's house.
Who did?
The gays.
Oh, nice.
They had, like, lights, and they were, like, raving and, like, super loud music right out front.
Oh. Like, on the lawn or on public property?
Yeah, public property right there in front of his house.
That's amazing.
It's pretty great.
Let's see. Pence, rave.
Oh, God.
Man, he's going to be like
a gay party. They said it. It's okay.
He's going to be a gay icon, whether he likes it or not.
Yeah. That picture so great of him when he was younger is the best picture ever.
What?
Like, you're like the picture of him when he was younger looking pretty gay. Like
young
you can,
Pence.
You know, you're allowed to be gay. It's okay. Like, you don't have to like hide it, you know.
Which, he
does
have
a... He can be our first closet gay vice president turned president.
He does have a little Twinkie for a face.
Did you see the picture of him when he was younger?
Which one? I'm seeing a few. There's one where he's standing all cross-armed. Mike Pence,
no,
Republican
for Congress.
No, there's
one where he's looking at the camera, like, kind of over his shoulder and smiling.
Let's get Congress working again.
He's only, like, 16 years old or 7, maybe a little older, but it's hilarious. You're like, Pence.
Mike Pence looking over his shoulder.
Just write young Mike Pence.
I did. It didn't work.
Oh, I'll find the picture.
You do. You need to, because I'm just coming up with
I will. Yeah. Did you find the rave and the dance pictures? The party? Party!
I searched for Pence rave. Rave on Mike.
I bet Pence. Oh, there it is. I found it. Yeah. He's got his shirt lifted up over his nipples, and he's hugging another dude.
You'll have to send that to me. I'm not being able to Googling it. I finally found the little...
blurby?
The one of the... I mean, holy shit. Are we sure that's confirmed Mike, though? Mike Pence?
Yeah, that's him.
He's got a great nose. He's got a great nose.
Let me see here. I
funny. We're gonna
they say it's definitely fake. I'm reading on Buzz Boombox. I don't know. I got to read into this.
Someone said it's fake.
Secret gay pass to spread all over the internet. That sounds pretty hot.
Wow, it sounds so good and productive. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure that's Mike Pence.
It is. It's Mike Pence. Anyway.
How do you know?
You don't need to fact check right now. That's not what we're here for. Oh, my goodness.
He has different ears. Look, his ears are different.
This is like when I explain movies or SNL.
Well, I don't want to continue on with spurious information. Scurrilous.
It's definitely him.
Strenuous. I don't know. Look at his ears. Look at that ears. This guy doesn't have earlobes on the right, and the guy on the left has
that one's so blurry. You're obviously going to have to post this one for people to make. Those are the same ears. What are you talking about?
No, they aren't. Those aren't the same ears. You have to look at ears more. Look at all the crinkly parts and stuff. They're not the same ears.
That's the same ears. It's a great,
different crinkly parts.
It's a great nose.
I like the
bondage guy looking over his head in the background. That's pretty great. I think it's just a poster, but I still think it's great.
Yeah, this is confirmation bisexuality.
Yeah, he's hiding something, and it's okay to be gay. That's what we're all trying to tell him.
I'm not saying that Mike Pence is not a closet gay. He probably is, but I just don't think that guy is Mike Pence. I think it's just a guy that looks a lot like Mike Pence.
Hey, that guy? You mean that guy? Oh, that's just Santa. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
He looks
Santa.
Just like Santa.
That's young Santa, and everybody knows he's gay. I mean, Mrs. Claus is just a beard for sure. They don't have kids. What the fuck?
Oh, that's true.
It's like,
Maybe she couldn't have them. Be a little more sensitive to Santa.
He's got a fetish for little people. All those elves are his wives.
Jason, how dare you desecrate the idea?
What is up, man, with Santa? That's like a cult up there. It's definitely a sex cult.
Oh, my goodness.
The Santas.
Is that where they're trying to drill a pipeline to make it easier to go up and visit Santa? Sanny.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tap for their beer garden up there. They just need that much alcohol, like piped up. Or they're gonna get a whiskey pipe. That's a good band name, Whiskey Pipe.
Nice.
We're gonna get a whiskey pipe up to the North Pole as well.
It doesn't have to just be oil. It can be other things that aren't as productive.
There's going to be a whole lot of drilling this Christmas season, I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, Santa gets it done. What do you think he does the rest of the year? He's not just building toys the whole time. That's all automated.
Maybe, he just, did some crafts and local scrapbooking, stuff like
that.
He could knit.
He's going to sell the North Pole and his Neverland Winter Ranch to the Republicans as a resort.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, Jackson would summer in the Arctic, Antarctic.
Yeah,
the one that's there, the one that has Santa on it.
Yeah, whichever pole.
But not anymore. He moved to Canada. He's in French Canada. He's hanging with Trudeau. Justin Trudeau. Why does Canada get that handsome chap, and we have to deal with Trump's orange bag of hair?
Ugh, I know. He looks like a bag of skin with some taped hair on top.
Full of pubes. A bag of skin full of pubes, and they're just tufting out at the top.
Well, I think it is a good basis for judgment of a person who can make the faces that he makes, and he knows he's making them, and yet he still continues to make them, but he's so vain. But he still makes them. I don't...
Oh, man, his face is hard to look at.
But he continues to make worse faces.
Yeah, I know. And he sneers so often, involuntarily. His resting face is a sneer. you see when he's, out there with DeVoe and Pence?
Yeah,
and
he's just, hanging out. That's probably how he interviewed them. Your sneering face.
All of a sudden, it's his sneer. It's just and then he just, gives the thumbs up, the thank you, and then kind of just waves as he turns away. It's whatever, bitch. Get out of here.
Okay, so what are the chances that, Trump's out, Pence is out? Can we just have Ivanka? I'll take her. I don't like what she's about, but I think she's better than...
Yeah, she seems dumb at worst. Inept.
Yes.
She's a smart business lady. I don't think she is that smart.
No.
She's really pretty, and I think people just have continually said she's smart.
Yeah, saying it enough, you'll believe it, and so will everybody else. Exactly. That's what I do for myself.
Yeah, totally. It didn't work quite as effectively, but that's not the point. We're focusing on Ivanka here.
Yeah.
and the point is that I'm not buying it. I don't really know her record, but I haven't really heard a lot, so I don't have a lot to judge by. But no, it just doesn't compute. I'm not impressed. Same thing with, I was talking the other day to mom about this with his sons. Like, I assume they're terrible, but I don't know. I have to learn more about them because we don't know anything about them other than they're going to be running, quote unquote. Like, that's the thing. They seem dumb and terrible. So, like, what are they going to run? It's just going to, like, he just said they're running it. So that's what people will believe. But Trump's just going to be doing it. He's just going to be getting daily briefings. He thinks that he gets weekends off as president. He said,
yeah.
Monday, we're going to get in there. It's like, you're inaugurated on Friday, asshole. Like, it's a 7-day-a-week job. It's an 8-day-a-week job, motherfucker. Like, he's literally going to be, like, taking Saturday, Sunday off and just not thinking about the country. Maybe probably taking long weekends.
Yeah.
Rolling out of a Friday and into a Monday.
Yeah.
You know, closer to noon.
Yeah.
If that. Like, yep. Really just subbing it out most of the time.
Leaves early Friday, like, half day.
Like, he is really just taking a laissez-faire attitude toward the presidency here, like beyond. It's very casual, his presidency.
Yeah, super cash. Casual Friday. Just wear your friends boxers.
Friends with policies. is sort of like friends with, like, friends without medical benefits. It's what Trump's got going. Yeah.
Oh, they're going to be sick.
Yeah.
Just sick.
Netflix and earn trillions.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I got to take a day off from earning.
Yeah.
This is tough.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I don't even know. Like, that's why it's just like... Yeah. You notice in the conversations that I have with folks is that I don't ever, like, bother with citing articles or information when that is... Because it's like, why? This is...
It's all a mess anyway.
Why should
it's like
taking a picture of the sky because I said it was blue and you disagree and said it was tie dye and I'm like, no, I should I? I mean, is it diff? Is it? Like, I just don't know where to begin.
No, you really don't. No, nope.
So I don't even
my
bother.
My favorite is where he's like, where certain people. Where's your proof that Russia's involved?
And I state again and again the connections, and he's like, "There's no proof." It's like, well, my words aren't proof, but yes, there is. You have to go look for it, and you find it. It's not hidden.
It's hidden at all. And it's funny because Trump said it, like he said it multiple times. You know?
He said he likes Putin. He asked Putin to interfere with our election. He said our election was rigged.
Where's your proof?
He nominated Tillerson, who got Putin's, like, Medal of Friendship. So Tillerson and Putin are super tight.
I want to get medals of friendship. Not from them, but, like, of my own to give to my friends. That sounds good. They should wear them around as badges of honor.
In order to get a medal of friendship from Putin, you have to go skeet shooting with him, and that means that, like, you're set up where he's like holding a shotgun, like looking at it, it's like, yes, comrade, it's like the showdown where it's like test your nerve. It's like with Putin to see if he's gonna, like, did he bring you out there to talk to you, or is he gonna take care of you?
You could freeze in the frozen tundra and be like, oh, that guy? Yeah, I never heard of that guy.
Exactly. He just takes you out to a remote location and to go skeet shooting and just talk to you about politics and, you know, just prod and plumb the depths of your loyalty. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about that. And then you get yourself a medal of friendship when you pass his test.
Yay!
And then you get peed on by prostitutes. Hooray! Golden showers.
You know, it's smaller, the medal, than I had really actually pictured, but I'll still accept it. Thank you.
Yeah, it looks normal sized in Trump's hands. I bet he got a medal, too.
He's not going to... All right.
No, there's a lot of connections to Russia, so I don't think that
I don't know where your proof is. Sorry.
Yeah, you'll have to show me more proof. And
I have to hold very tightly to my ideals and who I voted for. So, I mean, I'm not on anybody's side. I'm not.
But who you obviously voted for and are trying desperately to justify your vote for... Oh my God!
Oh my gosh!
It could not be more It's just, you know, just the insanity of it is compounded by the fact that other people will not acknowledge the insanity, and then it gets more insane, and then will continue to not account for any insanity, and it just keeps going. It's like, just it's ridiculous. I don't know what's going on anymore. I'm very confused.
I like how they, like, yesterday showed the interview or whatever, the transcript from the interview where Trump came up with the idea, and it actually, for his slogan, and it came from The Purge.
Oh, my God. What was it in The Purge?
I guess was it was something where, like, the whole make America great again, or America is great again, or America stays the same. I don't know. Anyway, I guess they went through, like the slogan and everything. Oh, it's funny. I'll have to find that. Look up that article.
Look at it this way. If you think about it this way, there are places on the Earth where the climate will still be temperate, and you can always move north. So I wonder if they're actually... I wonder if... some of these people might even be just a few steps ahead of everything. It wouldn't be Trump, but he would be like a subscriber to, like, if there is an Illuminati agenda or something like that. It would be that they are agreed and understood that they are heating the Earth's environment, with the knowing that by doing so, you're only really moving climate zones to a certain extent. So with their vast networks of resources and wealth, they can basically set up shop anywhere and set a comfortable vantage point. To really, because if you think about it in the past, I don't know if we brought it up, but it used to be that once all the lands were conquered, rich people and feudal lords and everybody, they would basically just, or kings, they would not fight for dominance, but fight for pleasure. So they would send their armies after one another to sort of capture and reclaim. I think that's where chess came from, really. I mean, it did. It came from military, but I think it's not just like, it's not that chess is a reflection of military, it's vice versa as well, where the military was itself, like fighting wars was more of a game where you take small territories and you kind of parry and go back and forth. And I'm sure that these guys...
Oh, kind of like those fun app games?
No, what? What is that?
Like the apps that are like games where you like go and like take people's territory and stuff. It's pretty fun.
You mean the games that are like the thing that I'm describing is the thing that I'm describing, like those games?
Exactly.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I doubt it. So now we have all these people, all the new global lords, probably setting up comfortable turrets from which to observe the battles. And yeah, yep. I would. Trump is obviously antagonizing everybody.
Oh, yeah.
He's obviously riling up his side and very much in the same breath riling up everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that this rise in populism might honestly be just like the scoffing higher up folks just on their balconies. Oh, look at those lower people. And it could be, then that might be why he's inspired by The Purge. They really want to create like a super, super high class where they basically treat the rest of the other 7 billion plus of us as like fodder for their entertainment. Because in their eyes, it was their economies and their business strategies that created us, so we're kind of their little pets. If you think about it from where the ultimate thought process of an Illuminati type figure would go is that they're supreme, and that it's their knowledge of their creation and their inception of us that gives them carte blanche to send us to war and kill millions of us at a time for money and
pleasure.
Well,
that would almost explain
bread and circuses.
The ability to disconnect and to continue to do those kind of things. Okay, here was the article that it found. The headline reads, "No joke, Trump's new slogan is the same one from The Purge. Keep America great." So everyone who thought the Trump campaign was something out of a horror movie, well, you were right. In a recent talk with the Washington Post, President-elect Donald Trump halted an interview about the origins of his Make America Great Again slogan to trademark a new one. And this one's a real humdinger. Halfway through his interview, he decided on a slogan for 2020. "Are you ready?" he said. "Keep America great!" Exclamation point. "Get me my lawyer," the president-elect shouted. 2 minutes later, one arrived. "Will you trademark and register if you would, if you like it?" "I think I like it, right? Do this. Keep America great," with an exclamation point, with and without an exclamation. "Keep America great," Trump said. "Got it," the lawyer replied. "Keep America great. It just rolls off the tongue, right? The only problem is it's already taken." Yeah, Trump's new slogan is literally the same exact one used in the fittingly titled horror movie The Purge, election year. You really can't make this stuff up. Actually, the movie basically made the slogan as a way to troll Trump. While discussing the film, star Frank Grillo told comicbook.com,
In the beginning, when we shot the movie, it wasn't called Purge Election Year, Grillo reveals. Oddly enough, the guy who plays the president in the movie, he plays him like Trump. Totally by accident. There's a lot of parallels between the GOP race in the movie and the messages that are being put forward. And then Universal got this great idea to call it Purge Election Year. And now the president-elect wants to use the slogan from the film as his own. Literally, the poster says, The Purge, Election Year, Keep America Great.
Wow.
Did you see it? I sent
it
to
you. Yeah, no, I just posted it on Facebook. I just posted it.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see the poster? That's impressive. That poster is... That's literally the movie poster, and it says Make America Great, or Keep America Great. You know what? We're not great. We're amazing and fabulous, okay?
Fabulous.
So quit trying to keep us in a great hole. We're in an amazing atmosphere.
Yeah, wow. I'm reposting here because I was going to try to switch to that other picture of the movie poster because
it's pretty great.
No, like you can't like what?
I know. Oh my goodness.
What?
Oh my what?
What is happening?
Or like Stewie says, no way. What? Yeah. Oh, on that note, we should probably end this one because it's like 45 minutes.
What?
You'll never edit it.
What? Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. You're probably right about
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just pinch it right off. Get out the bolt cutters. We're done here. 3, 2, 1. Yes.